reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 to 30. Jesus put before the crowd another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, and gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I'm the gardener at our house, and I find that Jesus' parable of the weeds growing in the wheat field certainly rings true to me. We live with weeds, not just the vegetative type, but also the spiritual and personal weeds in our very selves. Sometimes our loved ones, our best friends, a spouse, or yes, even an enemy, will have the audacity to point out a weed growing in our character, in our personality, our soul. I recently completed some courses on nonviolent communication during my sabbatical. To my horror, I learned that some of my language was more aggressive than I intended. I have a few sexist, racist, or violent, weedy words that keep showing up in me unconsciously. So I am not perfect after all. We each live humbly with some weeds that grow up in us, in our very selves. So too the Christian community, our families, our religious houses, our parish. This parable about weeds in the wheat field was told by Jesus to crowds of people that included both saints and sinners, like the first Christian communities. Recall that Jesus' own group of 12 disciples had some pretty weedy characters, no? They doubted him. Some vied for higher positions. Outright betrayal of him. We have issues, as they say. Sometimes divisions inside the Christian community. Sometimes personality clashes. Even scandals by our leaders. So we are keenly aware that living the Christian life is not a problem-free, weedless experience. So too the church. It's not perfect after all. We humbly face the fact that our communities include some nasty, weedy realities. We're probably more willing to admit that there are lots of weeds out there in our world, thanks to the media's approach to spotlighting every evil they can uncover. Yet it's usually someone else's weeds, not our own town or nation, mostly those other people. Even so, lovely blue and green planet Earth has more than its share of weeds, and oh, what violent battles among us over them. So I'm sure you will admit that this is not a perfect world. We all live on a planet that is plagued by sufficient weedy problems. What shall we make of this? Surely not simply that we have our personal, ecclesial, and international weeds to face, but especially how we face them. This parable indicates two wonderful aspects about the reign of God and our growing within it. First of all, patience and tolerance in the face of weeds is most wise. Let's not do violence to ourselves, nor to our communities, nor to our international enemies. There is a way to grow and change patiently, and a way to handle problems without destroying everyone, and the harvest in the process. The great sower, the number one gardener, does not permit uprooting even after spotting the weeds. Leave that to the final harvester. No need for self-righteous field hands. Secondly, the reign of God is unstoppable, no matter how threatening the weeds. It's true we have issues. We have weeds. We are fraught with problems in life. But the reign of God is growing and producing despite the weeds. The wheat wins out, and the weeds will finally lick the dust. Patient growth and faith can tolerate any old weed, because God's reign cannot be stopped and will persist long after its enemies. So then, how does your garden grow? No worries. With tolerance and patience, we can put up with any weeds as we mature in the growing reign of God.